Right on. Thanks for coming out. I get to be the guy who talks about suicide, but it needs to be talked about. My name's Patrick Seifert. I'm the founder of 22 Too Many. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I live with PTSD. I find peace in my life from cannabis. That's all I use for my PTSD. And that's what this organization, one of the reasons this organization came together was to steer veterans away from the pharmaceuticals and get them into some holistic therapies and using cannabis. In the current system right now with the VA, that's a broken system. Any system that loses 22 veterans a day to suicide, it's not just combat veterans, it's all across the board. Actually, most of the veterans that are killing themselves are the Vietnam era veterans. So please, if you know a veteran, you have homework tonight, please go home. If you know a veteran, get on the phone and call them and tell them that you love them and they're special and they're important. We got to give these guys and these women a reason to live. That phone call could be the phone call that makes them not put a bullet in their head.
Yeah.
Okay? So please, please do that. That's a homework assignment for you. So we have a booth down the way here. You'll see a bunch of 22 signs up above it. We're selling a bunch of our merchandise for 22 Too Many, and all the proceeds go for to help our organization and fight this suicide epidemic. If you are curious about our organization, please get online at 22toomany.org. And it's kind of confusing the way it sounds, but it's the word 20 spelt out, the number 22, and then the word many, M-A-N-Y, at .org. We have a special guest here with us today that luckily was here with us last year for HempFest. 22 Too Many, 2 years ago, put in some hard work up at the Capitol. We were able to ultimately get PTSD added to the list of qualifying conditions for Washington State. So now for the first time in Washington State history, veterans and victims of PTSD can use cannabis because of our hard work. This gentleman, Mike Krawitz, helps PTSD get on the list of qualifying conditions for most of the states that have it now. There's 14 or 15 of them out there, and he had something to do with every one of them. He's an amazing man, and he's also a veteran, and I don't know a bigger veteran advocate for what we're fighting for today. Mike Krawitz.
Thanks, Patrick. Wow, HempFest. I'm not sure I can really capture in words what it feels like to be on such comfortable ground. I mean, I just came in, we had some bad flights, and I had, got a really nice hotel room on the tab of the airlines out there in Chicago. That's a plus, but I didn't get in to speak earlier, and that's where we're all kind of combining our speaking time. But I am here now, and coming across from Detroit, that's where I flew out of, and then into Chicago, two very different medical marijuana programs, two very different universes, and then come here. And in every way, shape, or form, I really have to hand it to you. It's a beautiful place, a beautiful time to be a cannabis aficionado out in Seattle. It's really beautiful. And I compliment you and thank you for the hospitality, and I just share the love. We all love you and really support you. So thanks. So I'm a disabled vet myself. I served in the U.S. Air Force during peacetime, I've seen firsthand how well cannabis can really help patients, not just veterans. Really, main thing, I think, before we came on, the main point, I think, is this opiate overdose, like epidemic now, I guess they're calling it. And we've always been proud, the cannabis culture has always been proud of how when we use cannabis, we use less of the damn pharmaceutical industry's pills. That's what we do. So it really wasn't a surprise to us when the science showed that overdose rates drop. Wow. So this is really important stuff. This isn't just having a choice. This isn't just a liberty issue. This isn't even just a human rights issue. It's a matter of life or death. And that's, what it's all about. That's why these guys' work is so important and why we do what we do. But I got to tell you, we've got a lot of work to do. Patrick wanted me to say a few words about access, and even though it's legal, still it's a patchwork quilt of access. And for many patients, it's very difficult to maintain a supply of the right product that works well for you And it's getting worse, you know, with the implementation of the medical marijuana, I mean, the non-medical marijuana program here in Washington State. It's actually getting worse. So there's a couple homework assignments I'll give you. There you go. Easy ones, actually. But if you have a relationship with your legislator, just give them a call and talk to them. If they're really supportive, it's a great phone call. And then if they're really supportive, and you don't really have to argue with them or fight with them. If you do, then you get brownie points for really taking on a challenge, just so you know. But if it's not a challenge, find a challenge. Find a relative in Iowa and make them go speak to a legislator. That's homework assignment number one. Number two, believe it or not, we've now gotten into a whole other layer. You all sitting here, we're being watched by the universe or something, because we're having this incredible wave of impact on the whole world. And China and Russia and Japan and all these other countries, when they go to the UN and they say about the drug war, it doesn't really make sense anymore. The emperor is truly naked, and it's because of what you all are doing right here in Uruguay and in other places around the world, where we've actually embraced reform, even when the world says no, even when the national law says no. We've said yes. That's brave. That's really cool, and that is really having an impact. So keep it up. But here, a little homework assignment: go to your legislator again, your national legislator this time, and say to him, "Hey, support Uruguay. Tell the State Department to say cool things about weed. We want President Obama to go up there before he leaves office and pull out some really fine bud from Washington State." Kind of like the president of, Evo Morales from Bolivia. He pulls out coca leaves out of his pocket and he says, "This is coca leaf. Our people have used it for 1,000 years. We're not going to stop using it." Now, when you make it into cocaine or something like that, we're all about controlling that. But no, you're not going to control the coca leaf. And he pulled it out of his, it was a protest at the UN. We want President Obama to pull cannabis flowers out of his pocket at the United Nations before he leaves office, not afterwards in some small little plenary, I'll be there, but not that, while he's in office, pull out the finest bud he can find. He smoked pot in Hawaii. He's a bigger pothead than I was. They did roof hits. The pot that would collect in the roof of the car, and they try to inhale it. This is our president. Make a stand, man. All right. So tell your senator, tell your national politician to put that word through. Tell your Democratic Party leaders. Do whatever you can. Just make a phone call. It'll probably be a friendly call. You might really be surprised at the fun you have with this. So do some homework, okay? And let's change this. You can have a dramatic impact. A dramatic impact. Just as an individual, making the right phone call. Do it. Thanks.